Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Forever Dog.
Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment if you just can't take a hint. Well, seek treatment with Kat and Pat.
Hey, we're back in the studio with Benito Skinner. You might know him on Instagram, Doc Thomas, Benny Skinner. Benito, how are you doing?
I'm so good, Pat. Wait, okay, question.
Yeah.
Do you know our God is an awesome God?
God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Oh, never forget youth group when Joe Schiaffarelli, the youth group leader, said he had a huge surprise for us at the end. And no one knew what it was. And it was that he brought us upstairs to the main church and had everyone stand on the pews. No one was in the church. We stood on the pews, like on the altar, and he put on Our God is an Awesome God. And we all had to pump our fists standing
on the pews.
That sounds really awesome. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Did you ever think about that?
Joe Shea is
awesome. Do you guys know this one?
2 steps forward and 1 step back. I may be small, but I can do that. Walking together on Jesus' path. Going 2 steps forward and 1 step back.
Okay, we didn't have bops.
Yeah.
We didn't have Carly Rae Jepsen Jesus songs.
Where are you going?
Our songs weren't written by Kesha. Dr. Luke wasn't on our tracks. I know. I went to Trinity Regional School, elementary, K through 8, and we had our own Christian song. It was, "We are the church, happy to be the children in God's family. We are Trinity Regional. We are Trinity Regional. Everyone old and young, everyone weak and strong. We are Trinity Regional. We are the church, happy to be the children in God's family."
All right, back to the gay shit.
Wait, should we do like a classic, like,
who are you? Well, we kind of already got this, but it's like, who are you?
And don't cover any territory we already covered.
Oh, God. Okay, wait, restart.
Who were you? And who do you want to be?
Okay, who was I? I feel like I was just like pretty quiet and definitely extremely not myself for a long time. And I feel like definitely like sad, but I think mostly just like lonely. And I think that that was like definitely who I was.
Do you have siblings?
Yeah, I have 3.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Are you close?
Yeah, super close. I mean, I have so I'm the youngest. So I have 2 older sisters, older brother.
Okay.
What do they do? Where are they?
Oldest sister is raising children in Idaho.
Love that.
And then my brother works for a weed tech conference. My other 2 siblings are in weed.
Oh my God.
I love it. So my brother lives Upper East Side, and then my sister lives in LA.
Does Upper East Side brother come to your shows?
Yeah, he does.
That's cool.
He came to the one at the Bell House.
Oh,
is
did he?
Yeah. Married? Yeah. Is he straight?
Straight.
Married?
With a wife. Yeah, and a daughter.
Which, oh my God.
Yeah, I love it.
Cute.
Yeah, wow. I know. All my siblings are having kids now, which is like.
That's fun for you, though.
It's really fun. Yeah,
you're youngest, so it makes
exactly.
sense.
Exactly. So I can just kind of watch it happen. Yeah. But it's fun. Mm-hmm. I like pop in.
Watch What Happens Live.
Watch What Happens Live.
As
as they're growing up.
Are you, do you feel like a gay best friend to your sisters-in-law?
Yeah, I definitely do. I think
it's a fair question.
We ask that every week.
Yeah. Well, just I because, do feel like that.
Do you, I feel like as a gay man, there is pressure to like be gay best friends with your sister-in-law.
Oh, totally. And my sisters, I think I've kind of now taken that place. Like they've leaned into it now, which is nice. Because like for years, I would kind of like know what makeup I thought they should be wearing. Yeah, and now I can say it, which is like, that's fun.
Totally.
Yeah. But I do feel like.
Do you ever beat their face?
Oh, totally. I love beating a good face. Yeah. It's really, like, I can't wait to beat your face. Yeah. I need to beat Kat's. I love doing makeup.
Yeah, you have
it's
to meet Angela because he loves beating faces.
How did you learn how to do makeup?
Because I was trying to do some Kardashian videos, and I knew that I needed to, like, kind of change how my face looked in order to, like, make it, you know, like the show, I guess. So I was just watching all these tutorials, like a Jeffree Star and like a Nikki tutorial. Like and now it like is kind of my ASMR. Like I love watching people.
They're really soothing.
It's insane. Just like
I've watched a whole bunch of them.
How I mean, not that I think that I've seen anyone out in the real world look the way that they're like doing makeup with like, I mean, it's full drag now. I mean, drag has like entered makeup in like a massive way. But yeah, I feel like I just watch so many of these tutorials.
Who's your favorite YouTuber?
Oh my God.
I mean, and don't, YouTuber. And I don't know how to say this.
Yeah. This should be good.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I know, I love Jeffree Star, but I know he said fucked up shit.
And no,
like,
I know.
Do you feel part of that like, world at all?
Not at all.
Yeah.
I like, it's so funny when, like, I've been to a few shows where a host has brought me up as a YouTuber, which is kind of shady. But I'm like, okay.
Hey, look at me. Tell them to shut the fuck up.
I'm just like,
do you even have a YouTube?
I do post like long form videos on YouTube. Like, I'm not popular on YouTube. Like, my numbers are not like good for a YouTuber at all. And like, I don't really do it consistently. And also, I'm not like vlogging. Like, it's never like, what's up, you guys? Come get Christmas scarves with me on my board.
Oh,
like,
my God. Just,
you know, that sounds amazing. I would watch that.
I do watch some of them. I think actually, if I'm being totally like my favorite YouTubers would be like Emma Chamberlain. I could watch her choose which coffee she wants to get. It's this girl. I think I learned about it through Lauren's her video. Mm-hmm. And I went, but it's like, she literally just gets like almond milk coffees and like, or she'll go thrift shopping. And I'm like, I could watch this, you know, 18-year-old girl buy clothes all day.
I'm obsessed with that really Christian couple who's like married in Chicago. Their names are like Jaden and Lalila or something. They are unbearable. It's so funny.
I'm obsessed with the girl.
Is that mean for me to say?
No,
I don't think
the
so.
The girl defined ministry.
Oh, that shit is amazing.
But also, there's a new one in vogue right now, a TikTok girl who sings her Starbucks orders.
Oh, I love that.
It's really.
See, anything like that.
But no, but it's.
And then I think my favorite makeup is Nikki Tutorials.
Oh, yeah.
I could watch her all day. It's insane what she does. And she, I don't think she's ever done anything fucked up.
Totally.
So we can,
this girl is so
we
young.
Can forgive her. I think she's the only one that like has, you
you're
know,
safe.
Yeah, she's safe.
It is crazy because Angela will watch them and sometimes I've like watched them with him and it is like so interesting.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Like what, I don't even know what tools they're using or like what, and also what they look like at the end. I'm like, I've never seen a human walk out with makeup like that. But like, I think if I did, I'd be like, damn, like,
yeah,
you look beat to hell.
Do you wear it's makeup amazing. In your normal life?
A little bit. Like, I'm a concealer guy for sure. Cause I have like such big bags under my eyes all the time.
Really? Do you sleep a lot?
I think I sleep poorly. Like, I know I sleep, but I think I'm like just grinding my teeth.
I grind my teeth
and
I sleep.
And the second I'm like my eyes open, I'm stressed about like five things. So I don't know if I do.
It's hell, isn't it? Do you have an assistant?
No.
I feel like you.
I would love a little NYU assistant.
Yeah.
Right?
I just don't get you post, you make so much stuff and you post so right, like often.
Okay, well, thank you.
How do you like
get yelled at
organize
for not
that?
Posting
by who?
Enough. People will be
fans?
Like, no video, like where are the videos at? And I'm like, literally, I just
oh
did.
My God.
But
people are fucking nuts and
people want so much.
I can't imagine what you deal with because
people it's not, it's truly not that bad. But every now and then when
I'm
I get
serious.
The request, I'm like, damn, like I would prefer to just maybe chill for a
do
week.
Do you feel fame?
No, I don't think so.
Do you get
don't
back?
Be crazy, of course.
I do at times.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's always like I love if somebody I feel like whenever I do, it's like there's a nice story of like, oh, like, you know, like I watch you before I go to bed. It makes me feel better. And I'm like, oh, I love that.
That's
like,
so that's sweet. Really
fun. Yeah.
So I think at times, but I also like it's so it's happened before in front of my parents, and I love seeing their reaction because they're like, what the fuck? Like, this is happening because you just posted on the internet? Like, yeah. That is bizarre. It's such a bizarre, I don't know. It feels like very, they're just like, what the fuck?
One time I got recognized from my parents, and my dad was like, holy shit, and like made me take a picture with the girl.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and the girl's like, I just wanted to say hi.
She was like, oh, this is sad. You really needed this, didn't you? Yeah. I'm like, pathetic.
No, yeah, it is.
I'll never forget one time I went to Watch What Happens Live to.
Wait, I'm sorry. Will you guys be absolutely furious if I go to the bathroom really quick?
No.
No, I don't think so.
That was a pause.
Yeah, I mean, it's not ideal, but no.
It's something's happening within me.
Okay, right. Go. Take it down. Stay tuned. Go take it down.
I forget if I've told this story in the pod, but one time I went to Watch What Happens Live to support my friend Joel, and so I was there in the backstage, and a producer came up and was like, Pat, I'm so sorry. There's actually a huge fan here, and they just saw you, and they really want to come back and say hi. And I was like, oh my, okay, fine.
Yeah,
I was like,
come.
Absolutely coming my pants. And
I guess this month.
So I was like, sorry, guys, like, I have to just go say hi to this fan. And then, like, they brought this, like, kind of, like production assistant on the show out, and he's like, and he like literally looked at me like he did not care if I lived or died, and he was like, oh hey, and he looked like he didn't know why he was there, and he was like, my girlfriend listens to your podcast, and then left. Oh, I was like, okay, let me know if you want a picture.
You're like, Jay, like, do you want me to sign your chest? Like, what's going on?
How should we do this? So that happened. But then one time, famously, so I came out when I was 25 years young.
Yeah.
And which, what are you, 26?
I'm 26, yeah.
And I, oh wow, when's your birthday? Halloween.
November 3rd,
so you just
baby.
Told. Your birthday's Halloween because you're a Scorpio like me.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you just turned 26.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I came out when I just turned 25. Mm-hmm. I was in this sketch show at UCB, which was set at a high school. And not people on like UCB didn't really know I was gay yet. Yeah. And the person who wrote the show didn't know I was gay. And because I used to talk different. My voice used to be different.
Yeah.
And I was...
How deep did you go?
I can't even do it so anymore.
Deep. I went so deep. You can just like feel my tight butthole.
Yeah.
I'd just be like, hey.
But you have that deep voice.
So. I do. I can go deep. Yeah, it still is pretty deep. But oh my
God. When you were little, did you?
It was definitely high when I was little.
Yeah.
And then right around like fifth grade, I tried to just like make it as like fucking. Oh, it was. Oh,
for
it's
me,
like I can't even do it.
But I can't do it either. Yeah. But for me, I just remember it being very monotone. Like I wouldn't let it express anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I was in this sketch show, and it was like, it was set in high school, and like sometimes you're just playing normal people, and then he would just give you your own name. So I was playing Pat, and there was a scene where like everyone was like randomly standing up and confessing things like before they died. Mm-hmm. And I literally been out of the closet for 3 weeks in the UCB theater, standing up, screaming, like, I'm Pat and I'm gay. It was crazy, and it was like mortifying.
Uh-huh.
And then my parents came and saw the show, and they had like just found out I was gay, like, literally 2 days ago, and they're like, okay. And then literally I'm walking them back to Penn Station. Girl comes running up. She's like, oh my God, you were just in the show I just saw. Oh my God. I was like, yeah. And then she's like, you're the one who was like, I'm gay. And I was like, yeah. And my parents were like, get us on the LIRR staff.
With our disgusting son. How are your parents?
They're amazing.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. Wait. Who are you now? And who do you want to be?
Oh, who am I now? I feel like I'm, I don't know, how do I describe who I am now? I feel much more like who I actually am, which I think is really nice. I feel like super comfortable in myself, and consistently like very happy. Like I feel very lucky. I think that's probably how I feel right now. It's like, I feel like I can't, stop, I'm gonna cry.
Yeah.
But I feel like I can't believe that I'm doing any of this.
Hell yeah.
Like that's really fucking amazing. Cause I just, I like, you know, 3 years ago I had like a terrible job and just like fucking
no. Oh yeah. What was your job when you came?
So I was editing, like kind of almost TED Talky type videos for this startup.
Oh my God.
And the whole time I was just trying to figure out how to edit my own shit.
Yeah.
So I would ask my boss, like, what if we like use your green screen? And he's like,
my God.
No, we're like interviewing you know, CFOs. He's like, well, we don't need a green screen.
What if they're on a roller coaster?
That'd be so cool. Yeah. I'm like, but what if he's in Paris?
What if the CFO of Uber was in full drag?
Yeah, exactly. Like, we just did some makeup, but yeah, I feel like very much more myself, and I mean, yeah, it's like that I'm doing this on a Monday morning. Love that.
And you live with it. You and Terry live really together.
Cute. We do. Yeah.
In a gorgeous apartment, I'm sure.
So when I got fired from the job and had no money, he let me move in with him.
Oh
so we're
God.
Kind of sharing a very small room. But
are you with
it
other
is beautiful.
People?
He's very good at decorating.
But it's your own place?
No. Oh, so cool. We share it with two of his friends from college and now my friends.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that sounds fun. So fun. Like a
it's
sitcom.
Really fun. Yeah. It is. It's very sitcom-y.
And, like, I get they lonely. Have,
you know, are they girls?
Or they come over. Literally come over. Oh my God. Yeah.
I would love to.
You can buy girls or boys?
Two girls.
That sounds so fun.
It's so much fun. I mean,
I always wanted to live alone, and I do like living alone. But this summer when I was living, had my own room, but was living with Henry and his boyfriend, it was just nice to, like, if I wanted to walk through the kitchen, like, I could have a little, hey.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? It really changes the energy of being in your room.
And it makes me be I'm really messy.
Me too.
And, like, it's actually a problem. Like, it's ruining all my relationships. wigs are everywhere and shit. Like,
I don't even have the wig excuse.
I was brought two for you guys today. I'm like, please take wigs off my butt. I'm going to do that.
You should.
I need some wigs.
Wait, how do you change that about yourself? My boyfriend's very neat too, and I'm messy Jesse.
I just every now and then I'm like, okay, I'll put on some music and, like, clean. Try to take an Adderall and see if I can do this.
My disease is that I literally can't see when something's dirty or messy. So, like, I don't know when I'm finished cleaning.
Yeah.
And I don't know when so I have to make a rule for myself. Like, every day I set a timer for, like, 17 minutes. And even if I think it's clean, I just have to find ways to keep cleaning
for
17
minutes.
That's genius. Yeah.
Because I can look at a table and, like, I'll think this is perfectly organized.
That is crazy.
You know what I mean? But then, like, I'll be like, okay, wait, I guess this piece of paper doesn't need to be
right
there, and this full costume doesn't need to
crazy.
I have an illness.
I'll watch someone cleaning. I'm like, how do you know where to do that?
No,
like,
it's crazy.
And
do you know that underneath my Leo, I'm Virgo, 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 Virgo.
That makes
my boyfriend's
so much
Virgo. It's Virgo very neat.
Oh my God, like
that's
Ange. To
not
a fault.
Just like psycho about everything and hard on themselves.
Oh my God,
not
that's
Ange. everyone.
Yeah, but like less. Oh, that combined with a Leo, I love pretending I'm like fucking Susan Miller.
No, you literally
now.
Are though.
Yeah. But I've had to like kind of know a lot.
Did you?
So sorry. Yeah, it's no. Tell me, baby.
Well, I was gonna say, did you do astrology because you knew a lot about astrology, or have you like?
No, I was like anyone. I only liked my own sign.
Yeah.
Then I made that video, and then I was like, oh, it might be kind of funny if I made each character one of the signs, and then I started, and then it became like people getting so intense about it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, literally, like, I guess I learned that everyone's a narcissist in the process.
But don't you think that
was something I learned quickly? Isn't that sweet?
But don't you think that Scorpios do have a lot of Scorpio pride?
Totally.
Like, it is a community.
And that's why I made the video. I was like, Danny Scorpio, I picked my favorite character. I wanted to like.
Yeah.
And that one, I think, like, if if I checked each, I'm sure that one did the best because I know Scorpios.
Yeah, we come
every
out for
Scorpio
each other.
Was like tagging, being like me. You know, it's like where all the other ones would be like someone tagging, be like, "This is you."
Yeah,
that one except Leo. Yeah, Leo also was like me.
Wait, this is so me.
But Scorpios. Oh my God, yeah. Oh, there's so much pride. I have like
a tattoo.
I have a little. Yeah, it's just my whole chest is scorpion. No, I have like a little scorpion on my neck.
Oh, I have to get that.
Wait, what is your bracelet?
I have to get that. I'm gonna get
him that. What is your? Give my friend that. What is your bracelet? Let's say.
Oh my God. So my self-tapes are my least favorite thing I've ever experienced.
Well,
as a human
they're the
being.
Worst thing in the world.
Has anyone booked from a self-tape?
No.
One time I did.
That's insane.
Okay. Actually,
put her in the Guinness Book of World Records.
That's insane.
Can I say something to you?
Yeah.
That's freaky.
Two times I did.
What?
But both times it was this kind of thing crazy. Where you know how sometimes you're like, I'm not gonna do that one, and sometimes it's like you should do this one.
Yes.
Like if you're it's like a the right size part, and it's like the right like people.
No, I know,
it's like,
I know.
But
yeah.
From a random self, no one's ever watched those.
Yeah. No, those are insane. Like, but everyone loves to tell me Margot Robbie booked Wolf of Wall Street on a self tape.
That can't be true.
And I'm like, have you seen her?
Yeah.
Like, fucking does she did? Like, that checks out.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know. And maybe the Stranger Things.
I do consider
guy
myself
did.
Margot
did,
Robbie, of
course. Like, a kid?
Yeah.
If you're a kid, if you're a kid, you can book things on self tapes.
Yeah.
What's Stranger Things guy?
I think the like hunky one, lifeguard or something. Apparently, he's got some like incredible self tape out there, which
really?
I have not seen. But.
It's like, oh my,
it's like a sex tape.
Yeah, right. I'm like, it's just him
leaked self tape. Yeah.
But it says overcompensating.
Oh yeah, who do you want to be?
So it was my self tape acting coach, who's an angel. She like made it for me for my show.
Wait, that's so sweet.
And I was like, that's so sweet. Yeah.
Who do you want to be?
Do you want kids?
This is really difficult. I think I do. Ultimately,
so the question is adopt or lab.
I
to piggyback on that.
This is so hard. I don't know. I really don't know yet.
Yeah, people feel fucked up saying lab, but like you could say there's nothing wrong with saying lab.
Maybe a little bit of both. Yeah,
we met two gorgeous men who want bio kids, and they were sitting in the front row of our show in Miami.
Yeah, and they were like, they sit up and
they were bio proud.
They're only in Miami, I think. Yeah, I feel like I would love to have a little baby Terry. That'd be super cute to me. But I don't know. I feel
are you guys gonna get married?
Wait, I'll tell my story.
Oh my god, wait, that's so sweet to hear.
Oh, of course.
How are you gonna propose?
It would be awful if we broke up. I'd have to ruin his life, and he'd have to ruin mine. So yeah, that means you found the one.
When did you know that you had to be with him forever?
I think just how honest he is consistently. Like when we first dated, like I would show him videos and he'd be like, that's trash.
Oh my God.
And I was like, wow, I don't know if anyone has ever like would say that. Yeah. I know I wouldn't. So, okay. That seems that like is the one. Yeah.
So nice that someone can be real with you.
Yeah. Like actually, and it's not necessarily like, he's not mean, but he's just kind of like, no, that's not it. And is always like, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's a Scorpio too, which everyone's like, you're not allowed to do that.
Oh,
but
wow.
I did it.
Wow.
And it works. Honestly, it works. Yeah.
That's very gay because it's man, Scorpio, Scorpio.
I know.
Double gay.
It's double gay. You can get.
But Scorpio Virgo, what do you think about that?
Are you Scorpio Virgo?
Yeah.
I think that's great. I mean, I love Virgos, but I feel like Virgos.
But it makes the messiness hard.
Yeah, I'm interested by the mess that you still have messiness.
No, like I'm not Scorpio Virgo.
Oh, he's
my
a Virgo. Oh, I was about to say that's interesting.
Is Virgo.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic because like if you're like messy, then he's clean. I
know,
like
but
a balance.
It also makes, but then I was like, last night I needed a paperclip and I to go, so I like took. We were at this place
to need a paperclip.
Well, I'll tell you
what
why. I need.
Year
like,
is
it's like needing to print something, you can.
But you know what?
There's no printers in Brooklyn.
I'll have a
one of my favorite stand up jokes of Pat Regan's is.
I actually don't want to burn that on this.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
But no offense.
Wow. You're put on
telling
your corporate blouse. Fuck you. Selling it.
Literally.
No, because you never know, right?
Yeah.
What was he going to say? No, I needed a paper cup actually for a grocery reason that I'll tell you both off air. Yeah. And anyway, so I was at his apartment and
I love thinking about that already. That's
I take the bag of paper cups and I put it exactly back where I found it. And he's like, hey, can you just make sure you put that like back where you found it? And he'll probably be mad that I'm sharing this because he thinks I make him sound psycho. But then like literally like where I thought I put it back was so not where it was. Or like I can't see that. I'm like, oh,
he
I guess.
Benny is wrapped. He's like, yeah.
No, fully. I'm like, of course.
Yeah.
I'm like flicking a rubber band. I'm like, yeah, no, for sure. That's my life.
Yeah.
I can't. Wow, it's that's so impossible. Clothes everywhere.
Does Terry want kids?
Yes, absolutely. I think he. So when I was in the closet, I used to tell everyone I never wanted kids.
Totally,
and that
same.
I hated children.
Same exact.
I don't know what. I think
because
it's like,
you want to be in the
you're
straight
expecting everybody to be. It's like, okay, I'm getting you like ready for maybe me not having a kid.
Totally. And it's also like.
Prep accordingly.
You also are scared of like getting trapped in this like straight lifestyle. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm never. You just see yourself. What you think of having kids is your dad. And you're like, you just. There's too much cognitive dissonance, to borrow a phrase from my relationship with my flashlight. Yeah. And and so you're just like, I am not my dad and I can never be that. Like, and so you're like, you're like, for some reason, it's like the split brain thing. It's like, for some reason that I cannot acknowledge right now, I cannot be that. And so I'll just tell you I don't want kids.
Yeah. But I always said that too. And I think that was to prepare people in my life that I was going to be an artist.
Because you would see your dad, you would say he's in venture capitalism and that's
not
me.
No, truly, to me, having kids is like briefcase.
No, I know. Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm covered in gauze, just like wafting through the streets. Like, this is what I do.
I would love you with a kid.
I'm going to have one.
Yeah, no, you have
against
to.
Against all odds. What do you think of me and my lover being Leo Aries?
Leo Aries?
We're both fucking
psycho.
See,
I don't think there's any, like, I've never been like, oh, those two signs shouldn't be together.
We are psycho.
Yeah, but I feel like like if I'm thinking about what's like Aries are very like outgoing and you're definitely outgoing and like a performer. Both are kind of performance based.
I know.
Signs.
We're both moodies.
Yeah. Moody little moodies.
Moody little tooties.
I feel like,
wait, is this Kamel?
No way. That's
he
looks like.
He's Marvel.
Oh my God.
Wait.
Why every comedian becomes that?
Wait, that's insane.
Well, that's, I can't wait for my turn.
This is chaotic. oh my God. Okay.
Oh my God. Okay, so Camille is can ruin my life, it turns out.
Yeah. Just in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. That goes.
I feel like Aries and Leo works, though.
But, like, I literally. Yeah.
It makes sense, I guess.
I'm going to be in a Marvel movie.
We have to.
Me, I know.
We have to. I love the thought of getting, like,
do
a
you
want to
be. What's your type?
Oh, wait. Who do you want to be? What's your dreams?
Oh, I feel like I would love to, like, act more maybe in things I don't write. Mm-hmm. And then also, like, you know, I love writing. Yeah, I would like to, like, I'd love to do, like, an act. Like, I've only been on set once, truthfully. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for being on.
And that was fun. Absolutely. I want to be surprised.
I've only been on set once, too.
Yeah, and that was, like, I thought it was really fun. It took forever. That
I wasn't
going to
say
that's
to
not
me,
true.
But
I've only been on set once.
Walmart.
That does not count.
That's a set. Don't talk down to Walmart.
A New Jersey Walmart.
Don't kick
they
the dog
pay
while
for
she's
this
down.
Podcast.
Yeah, a New Jersey
don't,
Walmart.
Small Business
yeah.
Saturday. Lift up Walmart and indie
you
film.
The New Jersey Walmart a set does not make.
Mm. No, it does. I feel like that's definitely yeah. I
but
guess
that set where you're
yeah, like
a television.
Like you have your little trailer and yeah. like the whole thing. Yeah.
Oh,
so
I didn't
like
have that.
I
was in
no,
a holding cell. I was put in a holding cell with
okay
background actors.
It was very small. I had like a little baby, like
me
a little
too.
Seat in a trailer, which was okay. cute. I liked the, yeah.
That's amazing.
I liked the whole process. I think I would probably want to do more of that. I would definitely keep making videos, been writing like shows. And I don't know. I'm like, I feel like if I am able to keep doing this, but maybe, you know, at times be able to do other stuff, that would
yeah.
be nice too.
I want
like,
the person who,
I didn't write.
I'm sorry. I want the person yeah. who came for me on publicly mm-hmm. because I was on my phone. And so that Catherine was keeping it afloat. No, Catherine was just on her phone.
Yeah, because
I don't care. But
no,
I'm saying,
I know.
Like,
I just got
are,
like the most annoying email pop up in the. I'm sorry, I zoned out again.
What was it?
There's this woman. I actually can't talk about this.
Okay,
never mind. Let it be known. There's this woman who will not leave me alone in the most intense way.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've both been there when someone's just like, take a fucking hint that you need to chill.
So.
Well, my
and
new
also,
thing is not responding. I don't respond to anyone ever.
That's my new.
I was
going
to ask about. Do you not respond?
I don't respond to anyone.
It's too
I've been
much.
Getting some weird texts lately from like people from my high school.
Oh,
and
they
I'm
want
just
a piece
like,
of the pie.
Yeah.
What? I'm like literally like I can visualize you calling me a faggot. Like it's still fresh in my mind.
Yeah,
so like I don't know.
You're like wait,
like the
I'm
transparency
30.
Is. Yeah. It's actually it's beautiful. Yeah. I respect it. I'm like I wish I had that in me. That confidence into it. Kind of hot.
What was
yeah,
I going
I
to
know.
Say? What is your type physically, physically?
Ooh.
Physically, physically, what's your type?
I definitely like tall quite a bit. I like
How
a nice
you?
Butt. I'm like
you
6 foot. Yeah.
You like a nice butt.
I
sorry,
love
I just
a good
like
butt.
Got horny.
I love a good juicy butt. Like yeah. You gotta have a good butt.
That's what I want in the new year.
It's my favorite. Yeah.
I posted a like,
story.
My butt's been getting wide lately, which I'm like, okay, we'll
welcome.
Go with it.
Welcome
your butt.
I feel like my butt has been like big.
That's
lately,
my one place
in
my body
like,
where
okay.
literally a trillion pounds of fat can go straight to my ass and I would welcome it with open arms.
Yeah. No, I like that it's I'm not a 32 anymore, which is okay.
Oh, maybe that's why.
Sometimes you
so
have to
you
leave.
Know what?
Sometimes you have to wave goodbye.
To
you have
32.
To grow up. You got to go to 33. They never have it in stock. But
yeah, I want a huge, huge butt.
Yeah, you got it, babe.
Yeah, not yet. Yeah. I don't have it yet.
It's going
to
come.
I want to be muscly and stuff, but I don't care if
yeah,
it's
that's hard.
Soft.
I could never do like squats in a gym. That's insane.
I've done
me.
That. But for me, for me to have a humongous butt, the amount of work I have to put in is insane. I want a ball shelf, like something that's like so round, but so far out.
Yeah.
Ball
and
shelf.
And just like tight. Yeah, I love a good butt. And then I I guess I'm always attracted to like some broad shoulders maybe. And like, I don't know. I find like tons of people hot. I feel like I'm pretty.
Yeah.
It's not like a specific thing. I know some people are like, it has to be like this. It's really just if you have a good butt and you're like not a dick.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much it.
Okay. Yeah. Literally top vibes.
Yeah.
So that leads us to our next question, kind of, which
I know.
Is there.
Oh.
Is there
a shred of
bi
in
you?
Oh.
You grabbed my leg just now. So.
I loved at one point to tell people there was, but there is absolutely not.
Okay,
even a tiny, tiny.
That's
bit.
Beautiful.
So absolutely homosexual.
Once again, I'm the biased one here.
classic. absolutely not. I really tried.
Me too.
Nope.
I love it.
Yeah.
And nextly, do you feel hot today?
Not really. I don't think so.
No.
Are you serious?
I don't feel hot today. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't showered or anything. No. And I feel like when I put a hat on, that means I'm like chilling.
Yeah.
Because hair is like half of me.
You know, also, you know,
kind of. If you're like not really a hat person, and you put on like a baseball cap because you haven't showered, that kind
that's
of a celebrity, that's celebrity vibes. Like, I don't want the paparazzi
Wait,
to see me.
Oh my God, okay,
that's why my
I'll
friends didn't
that.
Recognize your, me last night when I wore this
Anastasia
hat.
Anastasia hat.
When my lover wears the kind of hat that is sexual to me.
Yeah.
Where it's like flat brim, like
he
floating on his head.
Only referred to as lover.
It is so fucking hot.
Yeah,
like
no.
That hat that floats on your head.
The hat
you're a guy,
and it's black and flat brimmed.
Yeah, and it's like it's so flat, and, it's like, and he just like puts it on. And I'm just like, yo, stop it.
It's Chainsmoker.
Yeah. Here's my new thing: is asking you this. Yeah. Who makes that top?
Opening ceremony.
I knew it. Yeah. Because my new thing is when your friends are fancy, you can't say where'd you get that anymore. Mm-hmm. Like 2 days ago, I was like, where'd you get that? And someone's like, it's you know Balenciaga or whatever. I'm like, oh, cool.
Like, damn it.
So I'm like, who makes that top? Let me know.
Who constructed your couture today?
So I want to go and take it. My top was made by Urban Outfitters, and my hat was made by Anthropologie.
So cute. Oh, I love. Okay, I love. Well, you look adorable.
This was made by Old Navy. This was made by Santa's Little Elves because I got it for Christmas last year.
Okay, I kept looking at it. It reminds me in the best way of the flannel he wore that Zac Efron wore in 17 Again.
Oh, I never saw it.
When he's like that. Like,
but can I ask you, my boyfriend wants me to throw this flannel out.
Oh, I
be
think
honest.
It's cute. I think it's a great color on
be
you.
Be honest like how Terry is.
I really
be
like
Terry. Be more like Terry.
Well, so I'm all on board with like, I don't like flannel. Like, let's purge flannel from the world.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like, I think this specific color of flannel.
It looks really nice.
Especially when I do the 90s thing of wearing it over a white tee and open it up.
Opening it up is really hot.
Yeah. I love Okay, that,
oh, that's
oh,
opening
that
ceremony.
That is hot to me. That's hot to me. That is opening
That's
classic.
The real ceremony.
That's like 90s, like, normal person. And
it is.
If it's
and I love a good hygiene. If a guy's in a hygiene.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
In the 90s, if a cinematographer wanted to convey that a male protagonist was normal, they would have them wear button down open with the shirt underneath.
Fuck yes. And there'd be a stain on it.
Yeah.
From like a hot dog.
I fucking love hot dogs.
My friend loves
no,
hot dogs.
I know. Shake Shack has them now. By
yeah,
the way.
Okay.
No, but to act like that's news to me is.
Oh, okay.
Insulting.
Sorry. I literally just
I
saw
go
the flyer
in there.
And
I go,
all
the Chicago. Shack. It's called the Chicago dog.
Oh,
and
my God.
And they put little pickles and little peppers on it. And they let you put mustard on it. They let you
oh
eat it in
God.
Their store. Or you can take it home to your house.
Okay. Set to the beat of Dirty. You know, you're like.
They put little peppers on it. And they put a little mustard on it. Onions if you want that, if you're crazy like I know you do. Okay, I do sadly have to leave, but okay. We have our last segment.
Wait, no. Yeah. I feel not hot today.
Oh, right.
At all.
I feel not hot either because I've been eating like a socio-pista.
Same.
Like literally the things
I'm
I've ordered.
Disgusting.
And my new addiction is also like I order so much Seamless. It's I can't even finish any of it, so it's all in my fridge. But then it's just like
that's heaven on earth.
No, but then it's like I can't even like no,
I'm
you guys,
over.
The leftovers don't appeal. Like the left, you know, when the leftovers don't appeal.
No, but
like,
for me,
I
the leftovers always appeal.
No,
I've never had leftovers.
Leftovers rarely appeal.
I think I was like raised wrong in that they don't appeal.
Yeah, that's how I was raised.
For me?
Yeah, where it's like
I'm like I want it new.
Yeah,
for me, lefties
where are
appeal
getting it tonight
so much.
Yeah,
my favorite thing as a child. We had penne alla vodka last night. It's in the fridge, cold. Heat it up, put Parmesan cheese on it, bring it to my basement, eat it on a sectional couch while I watch
that's how VH1 know
you're Mob Wives.
Wait, are you Italian?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not a shred of
Italian. He's Irish.
Okay. Are you Italian?
Oh, Irish. No.
Benito, what is?
Spanish.
That's
are
one
you
of six
serious?
Vibes.
Basque.
Gorgina.
Thanks, babe. Me too.
I'm very, very okay. Irish, but my boyfriend's very, very Italian. But my favorite food growing up was penne alla vodka.
He is Italian.
And my mom, when it's your favorite, when it's your birthday, she makes your favorite meal. And so for me, it's always penne alla vodka. And kind of like favorite meal becomes kind of a construct. Like I don't even know if penne alla vodka is my favorite meal anymore, but canonically it is.
Yeah. But it feels good to have that favorite.
Totally.
Like that you can just answer.
Oh.
But then like randomly,
wait, what's
30th
your favorite
birthday?
Meal?
Salmon. I love salmon.
We
love salmon
is,
all day.
That's,
it's like we were, I felt so close to you.
No, I know. It's
I actually have to, like, I
no,
have
no,
to
no.
leave.
Okay, if I'm being real,
salmon.
Like, a cheeseburger is my favorite.
Oh, you're Taylor Swift. Calories didn't count.
But I feel like, as far as my mom's concerned, it's salmon. That's
yeah.
kind of what
oh,
I was
yeah,
answering.
That's what,
like, my family, like, birthday meal is like really good salmon.
Yeah, that's me.
But honestly, like a Shake Shack burger
no,
is like
okay.
what
you know,
I. And
I wouldn't want you
wait,
to be anyone but you.
Like
everyone
chicken
else is taken.
Totally.
If I'm in a comedy club, chicken strips.
Benito, be you.
But
everyone
no,
else is taken.
I can't.
Everyone
I
else
be my
is
answer.
Taken.
But
I'm
it is.
My
you know
story.
What? I'm being real.
My story is that for my 30th birthday, my mom just for no reason made chicken parmesan. And everyone, like everyone, you all, everyone knows everyone else's
favorite. It's like
favorite.
You do tell this story like so much. It's not even a story.
Shut up, Catherine.
Okay, I'm being a psycho beasta because I actually have called my Uber because I'm going to run late. So I just want to say.
Whose fault is that?
We have to do our final segment. Okay. Which is my favorite one. And I don't want anyone to think that I'm being crazy.
My crush of the week
is
coming out. My crush of the week is coming out.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have a crush of the week?
A crush of the week? Yeah.
Who? If you have one, as you claim.
My crush of the week. Now it's tricky because I feel like, my actual.
You don't have to be real. I can lie.
Because like I've lately.
I lie all the time.
No, it's like.
Split brain vibes.
Okay, this is hard. Because for a while I was like trying to decide which One Directioner in the new phase that I think is hot. And it's not Harry Styles. I'm like sick of him.
Oh.
If that checks out.
He's hot to me, but yeah, I guess.
He is hot to me, but I think
I like Liam better.
I think I like Liam better. Yeah. So
I don't know which one that is.
He was my crush like last week, but then he's got some like weird song out where he's like being weird.
Oh, really?
About like bi girls or something.
Oh my God.
So I have not heard that. So I feel like my crush is going to be ruined pretty soon. Oh,
please God, I need to hear that song. Yeah. That is some weird song.
He's fetishizing bi girls. But yeah, I feel like he's kind of been my crush.
They're unforgettable. Bi girls.
God, and that
bikini's untied.
Catherine, are you mad at me? And I know you are because I tried to tell my crazy, crazy ass story.
Yeah.
My crush of the week is Timmy Rigatoni. And,
Tim Riggins,
you mean? Tim Riggins.
Oh, that's so hot. Yeah.
No, I'm not mad at you. I feel guilty. I feel like you're mad at me.
No, I'm not mad at you. I feel like you're mad at me because I tried to tell my story and you were like, my Uber's on the way.
Well, that's not me being mad. That's me being like, I'm trying to do the listeners a favor. Like, how many times?
Now I'm mad. Now you went and made me mad.
A story about your mom like accidentally making you the wrong Italian cuisine.
Wait, Catherine, you're acting so crazy
right
now.
I know.
Take my hand.
No, I know.
Like, wait, oh my God. I have my actual crush.
Oh.
I know who it was. It's the guy from Sabrina that plays her like cousin.
Yeah, he's hot.
He's gorgeous.
Oh, that's dark. I love the dark Sabrina? Sabrina but make it passion? Or,
yeah, Sabrina but make it like satanic. Yeah, I love it. It's, yeah.
I haven't done that yet.
Her cousin. I don't know what his name is. Do you know what his name is? Yeah, he's been my crush.
I'll never forget when a guy in my original office said he liked Sabrina because his friend was in it. And it was like Rhea or whatever.
Oh.
But what's Rhea's last name again? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Bleep this out at this point. Rhea from Sabrina. Yeah. Rhea,
Caroline Rhea?
Caroline Rhea, yeah.
Oh.
Sorry.
I think Rhea Perlman from Cheers. I was like, confused.
That is nuts.
Wait, who is that?
She's like 90s comic.
Who is she in the show?
Aunt Hilda.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah. Both of the aunts are great in it,
and
I think.
The last thing I'll say is, are you mad at me?
No, absolutely not.
I couldn't. Well, I'm not at Yale.
Yeah.
But are you mad at me?
No, Kitty Carth.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Starve. Okay, well.
It's just like email can really ruin a day.
Totally.
Absolutely.
But we're going to get through it together.
Yeah.
Are you mad at me?
No.
Are you sure?
Not. Promise.
Because I was kind of on my phone earlier being rude and didn't miss your story about how your boyfriend had a boyfriend when you met him.
No, absolutely not.
But I remembered that much.
So. Yeah. No, you're good. You were still present. Sounds like.
Thoughtful vibes.
No, I love when people are on their phone. It makes me feel so much better. Truly.
Yeah. Okay, y'all.
Okay, and I'm not mad at you if you care.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Are you guys mad at me? You're not mad at me.
No,
I know you're not mad at me.
Absolutely
not.
Could never in my life. Yeah. I'm only mad that we can't all go get Chicago dogs.
Yeah, I'm kind of like that. I'm going to go to Shake Shack now.
Or get little salmon.
I can't believe that's canon now. That's like, I've said that.
You did it to yourself.
It is my birthday meal. All right.
I love you guys.
Forever
dog.
Forever dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.